Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now let's begin proper this afternoon, and we'll start in the courts because three men convicted of multiple offences carried out during an attack by a mob on security guards at a repossessed farmhouse in Roscommon 5 years ago have each been sentenced to 15 years in prison today. For more on this, I'm joined by Emer Dodd, who's courts reporter with CCC Nuacht. Emer, thanks very much indeed for joining us. The three men in this case were found guilty by a jury in June, isn't that right?
They were indeed, Cormac. 59-year-old Martin O'Toole, 58-year-old PJ Sweeney, and Paul Burnie, 57, were each found guilty last month of 15 charges in relation to the attack at the property in Folkestone Stroke, County Roscommon, on December 16, 2019. So they were found guilty of, they were each found guilty of aggravated burglary, violent disorder, and criminal damage to the door of a house, as well as accounts of assault causing harm and false imprisonment of four security guards at the property. And then they were further convicted of three counts of arson in relation to three vans and to causing unnecessary suffering to an animal.
They were acquitted of one of the charges, isn't that right? They're acquitted of robbery of a wristwatch. But and then there was a fourth man who was found not guilty. But in relation to the three men, Judge Martina Baxter, what did she have to say when imposing sentence?
Yeah, so Judge Baxter said that a mob had arrived with weapons at the property, which is in a rural location in the early hours of the day in question. She described it as a well-executed plan and said this group were there to make a point about repossession and to terrify the security men to ensure that they never came back to the property. She also noted that this group that arrived at the property had come there to cause havoc and intended that the people would not come back. She noted that she also said the defendants were part of and actively participated in the events. Mm-hmm. And the evidence that was put before the court during the trial demonstrated there was extensive planning and premeditation on the part of those involved.
I think she said there was no proof before the court of rehabilitation, as you say, and she declined to suspend any element of the sentences as well. What about
she did.
What about Emer, what happened in court or who was in court in support of the men?
There were approximately 50 to 60 supporters and family members in court. And there was quite a lot of shock when Judge Baxter handed down her sentence. One person could be heard to shout, "What a joke," and another said, "You should be ashamed of yourself, Judge." And the heckling continued once Judge Baxter had left the courtroom for a few moments.
How long did the heckling go on for? Would it be seconds or minutes, in your opinion?
It was quite short, maybe 30 seconds or so. But there was quite a lot of shock in the courtroom when Judge Baxter handed down the longest of sentences of 15 years for the three men.
One of the men, Martin O'Toole, he was representing himself, is that right?
Yes, Martin O'Toole was representing himself. He previously had legal counsel, but he dispensed with their services once the prosecution case rested during the trial. Before she started the sentencing, Judge Baxter asked Mr. O'Toole if he wished to address the court or to seek assistance from legal counsel. He told the court that he'd been denied the right to a free and fair trial because his legal team refused to take his instructions and said that's all he had to say.
Was there any talk of an appeal today by the legal representation of the men or any of the men themselves before they were taken away to custody, given, as you say, the shock that was exhibited by some of them in relation to the sentence?
And nothing was said during the hearing today about an appeal, Craig Cormack.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Emer Dodd, courts reporter with CCC Nuacht, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme.